I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing this morning, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we're going to leave here changed, refreshed, and encouraged, and ready to be about your business, Lord. Thank you that this is a church, Lord, that is maturing. This is a church that is falling in love with you. This is a church that desires everything that you have for them, Lord. And Father God, we know that there's trials and there's storms and there's battles, Lord. And we know that this is the method that you so often use to bring us to that place you want us to be, Lord. We don't always understand what's going on, Lord, but we know that you are good and you are faithful and you are in control and you're going to work everything out, Lord God. Let us be what you've called us to be. Let us want to be what you've called us to be. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, talking to Christian folks here, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God. Let's talk about that for just a second, guys. Let us not forget God's mercy. You know, that is such a powerful thing, and we can put that on the shelf, and we should not put that on the shelf, but let's be honest, a lot of the times we forget that God has been so merciful in our lives. And when we have a grudge against somebody else, if somebody's hurt our feelings, maybe we don't want God to be merciful to them, but we want God's mercy for ourselves. Amen? Well, we need to give the love of Jesus. Let me just say this real fast. If you've got a problem with somebody, why don't you get right with them? Why don't you forgive them right now? Why don't you give it to the Lord? And maybe somebody's really, really hurt you. Maybe somebody has done something really bad to you. You know, give it to the Lord. God has been good to you. And God wants us to show this world the love of Jesus. Amen? But moving forward, and I do, if you've got a problem with somebody, especially in this church, if you've got a problem with somebody, get with them peacefully and work it out. Amen? We're a family. Families don't always get along with one another. Families don't always see eye to eye, but this is your family, okay? So I would encourage you, invite you guys, if you got a problem with somebody, work it out. It can be worked out. Amen? We always have this that we can fall back on. We are family. We love Jesus Christ. Let's start from there. Okay, now, let us not forget God's mercy, all right? Because that can help us stay on the straight and narrow. You know, look at it like this. You know, it's God's mercy that is keeping you out of the pits of hell. Did you hear what I said this morning? Okay, Jesus Christ paid for my sin, okay? He paid a debt that he didn't owe. Does that make a lot of sense? That should mean something to us. And some of us have been Christian folks or going to church for so long, we hardly ever think about that anymore. Listen, you have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, okay? You are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed, and let that mean something. Well, I think I could praise God a little bit better if I had, you know, $14,000 in my back pocket. Yeah, right, me too, man. No, I'm playing. Look, man. No matter how much money you have, no matter what the doctor said, no matter how many people like you or think you're cool at work or at school, you are blessed because you have been saved. Amen? Moving forward, I appeal to you. This is a strong thing the Apostle Paul is saying right here. Hey, guys, Christian folks, get your act together, okay? If you want to keep straddling that fence, well, let's look at this. Look at God's mercy. Look at the fact that if he pulled away that protection, you'd fall straight into the pits of hell right now. You know what I mean? I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. That's a tough little thing right there, Paul's saying. Okay, everybody in this audience that was receiving this knew what Paul was talking about. Even the pagans were familiar with sacrifices. Okay, especially the Jews, the Hebrew believers, these new Christians, okay, that were either Gentiles or Jews, they knew about sacrifices. And the Hebrews, you know, they'd have to take a perfect, spotless lamb and sacrifice it, okay? Well, at this stage, that's no longer necessary because Jesus Christ was that sacrifice. But he's using that picture to grab a hold of these guys that were very familiar with that and saying, looky here. Jesus paid for your sins. But listen, God wants something from you, okay? God wants us to mature. You know, when you got your kids, man, you want them to grow up and be productive and good, responsible citizens, don't you? Right? Maybe, maybe not. Is it just me? Well, God wants his babies to mature so we can be a blessing to others, so we can enjoy him, so we can be what God's called us to be. Does that make sense? So the Apostle Paul's going right for the jugular here, and he's saying, you know what? You don't have to sacrifice the lambs anymore. You don't have to do that. Jesus Christ was that. But why don't you decide that you are going to lay yourself down on the altar, that you are going to be a living sacrifice because you are no longer dead. You're no longer heading to hell. You know what I mean? But lay yourself down on a daily basis saying, I live for God. Jesus Christ died for me. I will live for Jesus Christ. I will be that person he wants me to be. I will put my sinful desires aside and I will lean on God and I will strive to be that person God wants me to be. And I will pull my strength from the Holy Spirit, right? Because what we got the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, right? The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in Donnie, dwells in Miss Holly. We have power inside us that is a blessing, a gift from Jesus Christ. Amen? So we can say no to that sin, and we can say yes to being what God wants me to be. Does that make sense? I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Okay, so you know, when you were to do one of these Old Testament sacrifices, you couldn't just grab any old animal and throw it on there. You know, read what Cain and Abel did about what they were giving to the Lord. You know, God wants our best. You know what I mean? Okay, so anyways, you didn't just grab some old lamb or something and just throw it on there. This thing had to be perfect. No blemish. It had to be, you know, looking great. Okay? And why? Because that represented what Jesus Christ was. Sinless, spotless lamb. He committed no sin, but he washed away our sins. Does that make sense? So God wants our best, man. God wants us to give our all on that sacrifice every single day. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? More of God, less of me. More of God, less of me. Each and every day. You know, and sometimes we'll take two steps forward and one step back. But guess what? We're still moving forward. Sometimes we go through a pretty tough week where we make a lot of stupid, dumb decisions. But thank the good Lord for that mercy, right? That mercy and that grace. And he says, get back up. Let's move forward again. Okay, let's do our best. And our best ain't never going to be good enough. But we can do a lot better when we yield and listen to that Holy Spirit. Amen. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Now think about that for a second. When I say no to what I shouldn't be doing, and I say yes to what God wants, I am giving God glory. I am worshiping God. When I hunger and thirst to be what God wants me to be, and I'm doing the right thing, and no one else pats me on the back, and no one says, good job there, Brother Michael, good job. You know, God sees that. God sees that. And God's going to bless us. We're worshiping God, man, when we make that right decision. You know what I mean? Okay, tell the truth, shame the devil, moving forward. Here's the deal. We're going to do the right thing because we want to grow in relationship. Amen? Are you completely content with your relationship with the Lord? Because we shouldn't be. You know, we should want more of him. We should want more of him. And sometimes we don't. Sometimes I don't. But that we need to move past that. We need to pray. You know, if you don't want to go deeper in your relationship, because that can be kind of scary, because as we go deeper in our relationship, God's going to show us things. He will show us things that we need to remove. He will. I can promise you that. And so we can be content with where we're at in our relationship. Like, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. All is well. No, God wants us to be about his business. God wants us to mature. Amen? So, we're going to go deeper, and God's going to expose some things, and then we need to work on that. Amen? No more roadblocks. Everyone say, no more roadblocks. Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. God is awesome. Amen. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So this do not be conformed is pretty cool. You know, it's talking about, you ever... Remember those things that were, they were all over in the 80s, man? It was just, I can't even describe this stupid thing, man. But they were like in Spencer's Gifts and all that. Yeah, I went there when I was a kid. I'm not even going to explain this thing. What it's talking about is don't put on the image of the world. There needs to be a difference between you. There needs to be a difference between you and the world. You know what I mean? So when people see you, there should be something different about you. I'm not talking about the way you dress. I'm not talking about how you cut your hair or the type of shoes you wear. I'm not talking about any of that rubbish. I'm talking about don't let the world take over you. Don't conform to the world. It's pretty cut and dry. I'm over-explaining it. Do not be conformed to this world. There should be something different about us. So I'm going to say no to sin. Now I got to replace it with something. Amen? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. See, this world, man, it's powerful, man, and this is what we know. You know, and if we're not careful, we will totally be conformed to this world. You know what I'm saying? Because what the world wants, a lot of times, is what we want. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? What the world wants, a lot of the time, that's what we want. What the unbeliever likes is very much often what we like. But see, God says, you have to change the way you see things. You know what I mean? You have to change the way you see things and how you think about things. Well, how's that going to happen? First of all, you got to want to do it. You know what I mean? You got to want to change. Does that make sense? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So here we are. I want to be everything God's called me to be. I want to be able to say no to that temptation, and I want to be able to say yes to God's will. So we're talking about a transformation here, and it starts in the mind. Where does every sin start? Where does the battle start? Right up here in the mind. Before you do it, you're going to think about it. You know what I mean? So God says, I want my people to have the victory. I want my people to begin to mature and grow up. So it's got to start in the mind, okay? Before you can keep your hand out of the cookie jar, you have to decide, I'm not going near that cookie jar. I'm not. You know what I mean? So there has to be a change, a transforming, and that's going to be by the renewing of your mind. In other words, God wants to change the way you think about things. God wants you to change the way you think about your sin. I'm going to say that again. God wants you to change the way you think about your sin because, let's be honest, we can be pretty cool with our sin. We understand our sin. We understand why we do what we do, why we decide that we want to do this, right? Because we've got a bunch of reasons why we do that. Amen? And they're not the right reasons, but we can look down on other people, and I'm real good about that. Looking down at other people and analyzing everything that's going on with them and say, man, their life would be a lot easier if they just... You know what I mean? But when it comes to me and my sin, I've got all the reasons in the world why I do what I do. But see, God says, I want to change the way you see your sin. Okay? It's not something that God thinks is cute, and it's not something that he's cool with. Does that make sense? Do not be conformed to this world. Don't take on the image or likeness of this world. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So raise your hands if, this is tough, man. Raise your hands if you want God's will done in your life. I want God's will in my life. I want to be what God wants me to be. I want to do what he wants me to do. Okay, we all want God's will. You know how we're going to get in God's will? By letting God change the way we see things. By replacing that old sinful nature, which can be very powerful sometimes, right? And replacing it with a hunger and a thirst to be what God wants. You want God's will? Obey his word. It's really that simple. You want God's will in your life? We need to obey his word. And God, as our good shepherd, will guide us, lead us, and direct us. You make an honest mistake because you're trying to be obedient to his word. You think he's gonna smash you with a lightning bolt? That's stupid. Gabriel, check this out. He's not like that, man. He loves us with an undying love, okay? if we want His will and we want to be obedient to His word, He'll get us to that place that He needs us to be. Amen? That is like an amazing, beautiful thing, man. You don't have to lose sleep wondering about God's plan for your life. Amen? Be obedient to the word. Pray about it. Make the best decision you can make with the information you got and lean on God. And guess what? You're going to end up in that place He wants you to be in. It's true. I ain't lying to you. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God. You're going to see things differently when you let God transform your mind. Therefore, you're going to be obedient to His word. Okay, moving forward. This is what we want, man. We got this awesome opportunity. We got that fresh start, man. It's a new year, right? Yeah, it's a new year, 2020. I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020. Yeah, we got a brand new year. Psalm 1, let's go to the next slide. Looky here. Real fast, we got three really practical things that are going to help us go into a deeper relationship with the Lord. So practical, we don't even need to waste time going over it. But you know what? It ain't going to hurt us. You know what? It ain't going to hurt you. You ain't got nothing better to do. We love Jesus, and we're here worshiping the Lord. And I got y'all for another 15 minutes. Amen? Okay. Psalm 1 and verse 1. Blessed is the man. Who wants to be a blessed man? Who wants to be blessed, man? This is super, super cool, man. And it's so simple. I don't know why you knuckleheads don't do it. No, I'm playing. I'm in the same boat. But check this out, man. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. That goes back to the verse we just read, man. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't worry about fitting in with this world. I'm not saying you can't have friends that don't. I'm not saying you can't have friends that don't go to church. You know what I'm saying? You need to understand that either you're going to witness to them or they're going to witness to you. You know what I mean? And we need to make sure that we're not conformed to this world. And that's some tough stuff, man. But listen, check this out. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Or we can say, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Well, how am I going to renew my mind? How am I going to transform the way I think about sin or see sin, my sin specifically? Verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, or his delight is in the word of God. His delight is in the Bible. How many people in here, your delight is honestly in the word of God? You can't get enough of the Bible. Me? Sometimes I love it. Sometimes I can't get enough of the Bible. And I do. I really covet my time in the Word every single day. I don't want to start my day off without spending time in the Word. But you know what? To be honest with you, sometimes I do not delight in the Word of God. Sometimes I do not delight in the Word of God. I'm just being honest with you. Okay? But what do I do when I don't delight in the Word of God? When I I don't want to spend time in the Word today. I want to do this, this, and this. Give it to the Lord, man. Say, God, I'm going to read this Word because I know this is what I need to do. Have you ever had to do that? That's what we need to do. Give them the sacrifice of praise, man. Get into that Word when you don't even feel like it, all right? And if you don't have time in the day to do it, don't kick yourself about it, but I'm pretty sure you have time in the day to read a couple chapters. And it doesn't have to be a couple chapters. You know this stuff. It can be a couple verses. But meditate on it. Oh, no, we don't do no meditating at this church. I'm not talking about emptying your mind so you can pretend to be a grasshopper or whatever those people do. I'm talking about focusing on the Word of God. Nothing else. I'm just reading this Word and I'm saying, God, show me what this means. Yeah, I'm reading this Word. I'm saying, God, feed me. Amen. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. We do need to be careful or attentive who we take advice from. You know what I mean? You talk to the world about problems, you're going to get worldly answers, and that's going to lead to a worldly result. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the Bible. And on his law, he meditates day and night. okay, I want to go deeper in my relationship with the Lord. So I'm going to read the Word of God, and I'm going to think about the Word of God. And you know, the Bible says, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. You see what's going on here? God's word will lead us and direct us. It says that in the Bible, Psalms 119. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Okay? God's word leads us, directs us, and helps us make that right decision, helps us be obedient to what God wants. Amen. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. This is the result. He is like a tree planted by streams of water. Guess what, man? Our spirit man is going to get fed. Our spirit man is going to get fed. It's going to get nutrients. You know what I mean? It's going to be nutrients. Nutrients. You know, there's an animal. Never mind. He is like a tree planted by streams of water. We will get that nutrients for our spirit man that we need. Be fat and flourishing. Raise your hands if you want to be fat and flourishing. Yeah. Fat and flourishing. That's a good thing, man. In the Bible days, man, if you were fat or if you got the fat of the meat, that was a good thing, man. Fat meant you were doing good, man. You know what I mean? Bunch of cats were malnourished and stuff, but here's old fat boy. He's doing good. He's got something going on. He's fat and flourishing up in here. Okay. So listen, man, we stay in the Word. Meditate on the Word. Think about the Word. Chew on the Word. You know what I mean? It's like roots getting that water in a nasty environment. That tree is going to be fat and flourishing. That's us. You know what I mean? Okay, so what about this tree? He is like a tree planted by streams of water. What about a tree? You ever seen a tree that didn't have any access to water? It don't look too good, does it? But a tree that's got that perfect amount of water, it's beautiful. All God's people said, beautiful, beautiful, and it produces fruit. You know what I mean? So we're strong in the Lord, growing in the Lord, and we could be a blessing and an encouragement to other people. Some of us, we cannot get our eyes off of ourselves and our own problems, man. You know, we got so much going on. God says, you know what, just get in my word, trust in me, and be a blessing to others. Amen. That yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. That's awesome, man. How am I going to prosper in everything I do? It's not talking about financially. It ain't not talking about that. But it's talking about being that person that wants to be what God wants them to be. Being that person that is going to be obedient to the Word of God is going to be in that place where God wants them to be. Make sense? In Joshua 1, verse 8, this book of the law, the scriptures, the Bible, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. A little trend going on here. Speaking the word. There's a blessing in memorizing scripture, but don't just memorize it. Think about what you're saying. You know, let it get into your heart. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. You ever had that? You were going to go do something, and you're like, I'm totally cool with doing this. I know I shouldn't do this, but I'm totally cool with doing this. And then the Bible verse comes up. Like, no, man. And there you go. You got to make that decision, that tough call. But that tough obedience, there's a blessing in that as well. Amen. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written. Think about the Word of God. Read the Word of God. And that's going to help me be obedient to the Word of God. Amen. In it, for then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. I would like to have that written on me tombstone. Prosperous and good success. But I might not have that on there. Rachel Jean says she's just going to put my initials on there. She said, I'll be lucky to get that. No, I'm playing. But listen, man, God looks at success a lot differently than how we look at success. Remember, we're going to be attentive and careful who we take counsel from, who we want to conform to, who we want to look like, what we want to be like. We want to be what God wants us to be. And his ideal of prosperity is a lot different than what a lot of preachers are preaching about. You know what I mean? His ideal of prosperity is different than what we think a lot of the time. But to be prosperous and to do good is to be in his will, to be what he wants us to be. Amen? How am I going to do that? Get in the Word. Meditate on the Word. Think about the Word. Be obedient to the Word, even when it doesn't feel good or make sense. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Isn't that cool? All right. Let's go to the next slide, beloved. I didn't start my timer, so okay. 1 Chronicles. Okay. I want to be what God wants me to be. I got this awesome opportunity. It's the new year, 2020 in the hizzle, 2020 in the house. Right? Here we go. I'm going to get into the Word of God. I'm going to meditate on the Word of God. And I'm going to be obedient to the Word of God. Now, check this out. I'm going to pray. I'm going to spend time not only in the Word of God, but I am going to hang out with the Lord. I'm going to communicate with Him. I'm going to give my burdens to Him. I am going to praise Him. You know, when we're out here and we're honestly praising Him, when we're singing, you know, that's a form of prayer right there. You know what I mean? I am calling out to my God. I am telling Him how thankful I am. It's not just singing songs about Him, and that's how we start doing it, right? We're singing songs about Him, and we're like, nothing the words and all that. We don't really get it, you know. But it's not about singing songs about Him, but it's singing a love song to Him. And that's kind of hard for me. I don't really dig on love songs. And the older I get, it's weird. The older I get, the more I kind of like love songs. You know, it's like, rainy days and Monday need me. That's not even a love song. I don't know. But, huh, what? It is a song, but it's not a love song. But anywho, we're singing a love song to our love. We're singing a love song to the creator of the universe who loves us and laid down his life for us. Amen? Praising the Lord is prayer, okay? And when I enter into prayer, I should praise God in my privacy. And when I'm in my prayer closet, you know, we always have a reason to be grateful and thankful to the Lord. Sometimes that is so stinking hard, man, because we're overwhelmed with different things. And God says, hey, praise me. And give that burden to me, and you're going to feel so much better. I have never, ever, ever, ever regretted spending time with the Lord. It's been hard to get started sometimes, but I never get done reading the Bible or praying and think, man, that's 20 minutes I'm never getting back out of my life. You know what I mean? It's a blessing, and it's a privilege. And you know what? We get strength and peace. And who needs strength and peace? We do. Amen? 1 Chronicles 16:11, seek the Lord and his strength. Remember, the same spirit, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you. You know what I mean? We have access to that. God, I need your strength. God, I cannot make it through this day without you. He gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. First of all, you're not even going to know that if you're not in the Word. Amen? But you know what? When I'm in prayer, I'm like, I'll be quoting verses, man. I'll bring it back to God's remembrance. Not that he forgets, but God wants us to bring this stuff up to him. God, you said this in your Word, and I'm clinging to your Word. And God don't lie to you. Amen? You want peace. You want strength. You want to have a hunger to be what God wants you to be. You want to have a hunger to have a delight in God's Word. Spend time with him, and spend time with him in prayer. Talk to him. Amen. Unload your burdens. Tell him how you feel, man. He's a big God. He can handle it. Amen. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. Amen. Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me. Pray to me, hang out with me, want more of me, call to me and I will answer you and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Talking about going deeper in my relationship with the Lord this year, you know, hanging out with God, and he wants us to do that, and he will show us things that never made sense to us before. He will show us things that will blow your mind. Amen? He wants us to go deeper. He wants to unveil more and more of the spiritual hidden manna to us. But some, you know, we're still sucking on the baba. You know what I mean? And he wants to give us some steak. Speaking of steak, Ruby Tuesday says a fine steak right now. You get two for $10.99. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Matthew 26 and verse 41. This is Jesus Christ right here talking to the disciples. Matthew 26, 41. Watch and pray. Be sober, be vigilant. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. There's a really cool thing that Jesus just told us, man. If I stay in the Word and if I pray, that's going to give me strength to say no to that thing that is so tempting. You know what I mean? But sometimes we're starving that spirit, man, and we're going all out doing whatever our flesh wants. And, you know, that's a good thing about our little fast that we got going on for the next 6 days. And let's be honest, man. 6 day partial fast, give me a break. That's not much of a sacrifice. Not much of a sacrifice at all. But that's what we're starting at right here. Take the next 6 days and honestly give something up that you really like doing, man. And spend that time in the Word and in prayer. And remember, fasting does not make God love you more. But fasting does make you love Him more. Amen. Let's starve that flesh, man, in just a couple little areas and feed our spirit, man. Amen. It's not like we don't have a lot to pray about. You know what I mean? Let's do that. Let's make a decision. You know what? Tomorrow morning, I'm not going to do this, this, or this, but I'm going to spend time in the Word, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to grow in my relationship. Amen. Call to me, and I will answer you. I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Matthew 26 and verse 41, this says, Jesus, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Is that true? Is that true? The spirit does want to do the right thing a lot of the time. The spirit's like, yeah, man, we're going to do this. You know what I mean? But that flesh is so weak, man. You know? So let's starve that flesh. And let's get into the Word and build that spirit man up. Amen? 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Well, that might be possible for you, Preacher Paul, because all you get to do is go around and pray and all that. And that's all you got to do, cuz. But not me, man. I got real work to do. I got stuff I got to do. I got the kids, the school. I got to, you know, fill in the blank, whatever. We can all have an attitude of prayer. You know what I mean? You know, God does want us to set aside some time and hang out with Him every day. But prayer without ceasing, that's a possible thing for us to do as well. You know, throughout the day. Hey, something difficult comes up, give it to the Lord. You know, just pray. God, I love you. God, I love you. You just spend time with God and see how it changes how you handle your days. Amen? You don't have to get on your knees for 45 minutes every 45 minutes and pray. You know what I mean? But spend time in that attitude of thankfulness and offer up to God praise and hang out with Him. Just pray. God, I need you. God, I need you now. Okay, so we're going to read the Bible. We're going to obey the Bible. We're going to pray.